Okay.
Let me grab the charging cable for that guy too.
Just a minute.
And let me show you a few links that I put on there as well.
Okay, here.
I found a guy in Texas named Mr. Chromebox,
uh-huh,
who has the most amazing amount of resources. You know, if I can borrow the computer real quick, let me show you his website.
I'll give you your tip.
I do appreciate that.
Well, I would appreciate
this. I was
too
amazed that I could actually get it working here, where it's so it's a full-on desktop now. You can't put Chrome back on it unless you...
No, I don't want Chrome. That's the worst thing I could do.
Well, I started installing Windows on
okay,
it.
Okay, when you get it up...
And this has even encrypted the hub drive as well, so it will ask for an encrypted password. I was amazed that that worked on it as well, too.
Well, when you get it up here, hold it up in front of yourself so I can get a picture.
Yeah, let me get it so it's doing the nice system resources.
Yeah. Way. Hold just a minute.
And there's one other thing. So if you want to show it off to the Linux people, you have to have a good NeoFetch on it.
Just a minute, just a minute. Okay, wait. So okay.
With this is a Oats Linux installation. With the Oats Linux, it's using the Linux lightweight kernel with it, where I was having a lot of issues with the hard end and the long-term support one. So this is kind of the lightweight one that I see a lot of people use for gaming, but it seems to be running really good on this computer.
Okay.
Well, I was doing this install side-by-side with my laptop with the Ryzen 5800X, I'm sorry, 5800U, and it installed maybe 2 minutes behind that laptop there, where that guy has four times as many cores to it, so it is.
Okay, how did you get it to boot off the flash drive?
So, in Firefox, I have a bit of the guides there. With this computer, I did have to take out the battery to actually disable the write protection.
Okay.
So, with the whole screw thing that the older Chromebooks had on it, that's still built in on some of their models, but it's done through the battery, where you just unhook the battery, plug it into AC power, and you go through the same write protection steps, and you can get it off.
Oh, okay.
To turn it into a full computer, and this is the guy's website for Mr. Chromebox, he has all these informations about flashing the firmware on it, different supported devices, where he has a list of every Chromebook you can actually reload the operating software on. Not everyone you can, and he has some details to kind of why you can't on some of them. But he has it with that where if your Chromebook's compatible, you just go to this firmware utility script, run the code here, you get to this program here that will let you kind of reflash the whole computer after a few other steps on there, and then it's a full-on desktop here.
Okay.
So, like, if I set this guy down, let me grab one of my flash drives with an ISO on it. And then also, too, once you get the Chrome operating software on here, the search button is now your Windows key. So that's your primary key. And then the power button seems to usually hibernate or not always asleep. You see, I'm just going to manually set it down. Ubuntu on it, it kept freezing up trying to do other utilities.
Uh-huh.
This, it seemed to, I did stress
okay,
testing.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Hey, all right. Since you did all this work and are getting so expert at it, would you like to do the ARM processor?
Mm-mm. I can see if I can.
Okay, right here, I'll bring it in a minute, but what it has the Ubuntu ARM server is on there as a bootable flash drive. I just can't boot it.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Give it a try. Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, I can definitely
okay.
see if I can.
Just a minute, let me.
Yeah. I'm you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Let me see if I still have that in my bag. I put it back in a box last night, but I'm thinking I forgot it on my desk. So I did forget the other USB Type-C hub there. So okay. I do still have one of these at my house, but if this is...
It's identical.
Okay, then I'm going to send this one back since I want to awoke.
Okay, yeah, I'm super busy with something else, but it'll be a couple of days before I get to it. But this is the one, the Ubuntu ARM server. Okay, and it's all supposed to be all ready to go. You can see it on the... If you get it in, oh, do you have the password on this one?
Well, the Chrome, I should just be able, well, let me have you just write
it. Oh, here, just a minute. Maybe I wrote it on the back. Here, underneath.
What is it, that note there? 022L, okay.
Okay. There we go.
And one other thing with this machine, with what I found out on that one, well, if I am able to do it with this one, I probably will need to unhook the battery the same way. Are you okay with me popping
out the battery? Sure. No problem.
Nothing crazy. It's just unplugging the battery to it.
My $79 computer.
Well, feel free. So you can reload the operating system and try anything else on it?
No. I'm working on the other one now, but I want to... My real goal is to get Intel MCS 51 Basic 52 working on it.
Okay.
This is a biggie because all the C people, oh, well, if you're not programming in C and C++, it's no good. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, Intel spent a lot of money on this MCS 51 Basic 2. MCS Basic 52. Mm-hmm. They have big. It's just the C people said this is all crap. No, it isn't crap. Okay.
It's just nobody likes to change anything.
Well, no, they want to have managers who want to boss a number of people.
Mm.
And they're all C programmers. But what I think they're coming into a big problem is on self-driving vehicles, and specifically with Mobileye. That Intel is losing a lot of money. I've heard that they could go belly up, all right? And in the next, between now to the 1st of January, they're going to have massive layoffs.
Yes, they've already laid off almost like one third of the workforce in the last year.
And it's going to get worse, I think.
Yeah.
And so, but I think a lot of the things they're going to look at from the standpoint of software, that when you think it's, when it's first released, that's only 20% of the cost. The other 80% is on maintenance, bugs, and enhancements.
Yeah.
And these guys at Intel are going to say, are we going to be able to recover our money? Well, now there's a guy by the name of Buttleg from the National Transportation Safety Board, I guess it is. No, no, it's a highway one. And he just, no, 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 we're not going to have self-driving vehicles. And they're probably looking at this, and they have to make the decision if they want to continue to dump the money in there or do something else.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, but thank you. This really made my Saturday.
I was happy I was able to get it done, and I was happy it halfway booked you something. So, what was it? The lightweight graphene... the two lightweight chrome operating systems that they recommend, Gallium, that's it.
Yes.
Gallium should work on it really fine. That one is kind of a full-featured Linux that I'm surprised it's working as good as I was able to test it out
But thank you again.
Yeah, no problem.
Take it easy,
man. Okay. Sure.
And I have it saved as one of the bookmarks, but that Mr. Chromebox website, I would save it because it has everything that I did on it as a pretty easy way to do it for any model Chromebook.
Okay.
It's going to have a lot more information than I can type up, where it's been his project for 3 to 6 years.
Okay.
But if you ever have a Chrome question, you can just email him, and he is pretty responsive.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
No problem. He's done really good research, so definitely look him up, and he's down in Texas if you have any questions.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your week.